This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Ready!
Buffalo Bills game day on the Buffalo Bills Radio Network.
All right, here we go, here we go. We gotta have a drive.
23 left, 23 left.
Will. 1, 2, 3.
It's time for the post-game show with Shope and the Bulldog.
Let's go. Thanks for listening. The Bills over the Chiefs, 28-21. Mike Shope and the Bulldog here. Sean McDermott to come. His post-game media conference is presented by Northtown Kia, Western New York's number one Kia dealer. Shop at northtownkia.com. Okay. What do we do with it?
Blue Jays. Let's play
Blue. Okay, sorry. Blue Jays. I know. Yeah, too soon.
Still a little sad.
What? Want to just do that for an hour and a half?
Yeah. I don't think that would go over great.
You know what? Way more interesting game.
The baseball game seven? Than this?
I mean, maybe that's not even fair because it was amazing.
Right,
but
right.
What did you feel today?
Mostly,
or how?
I thought they looked great. So I felt really good. I think there's still, going to be questions about what they've got at receiver exactly. But they move the ball through the air. They move the ball on the ground. The defense harried Mahomes enough. Mostly what I'm feeling is sorrow about a second week in a row having a devastating injury probably happen to someone who we were just getting to know.
Probably.
I was just texting Nate Geary's at the stadium. He'll be on after us eventually here when we wrap up our coverage. And I was texting him literally like the play before Hoyt hurt his Achilles. I'm like, this guy just gives them a lot of juice up front. Like, they are very different and harder to handle with him rushing in the middle on obvious passing downs, and now he's hurt. And that, man, combined with what happened to Oliver last week, like that, I'm sorry that that's the first thing on my mind, but that's the first thing on my mind after the Bills just beat the Chiefs for a fifth regular season in a row.
It's maybe fourth for me, but it's important. Like, what has there ever been an Achilles injury that wasn't terrible?
Right.
What does that mean at best? Oliver comes back. I mean, maybe. Probably.
In the playoffs.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
I don't know if this guy
no,
does.
No, I would think Hoyt is cooked. I mean, if it looked like you could see it pop, classic Achilles injury. So that's tough. You know, the overall here is I think they had a really good plan on both sides of the ball. The tight ends, Sprung Kincaid, was huge in this game. Another 100-yard game to go with the one he had just a couple of weeks ago.
How about that?
And So, I mean, they got the ball downfield to he, and Knox had one catch, but it was huge. So, I like their plan overall.
Sorry, what?
I think we've got Allen.
Josh Allen. Okay, let's go.
Like any other game with the way that you guys played and the team that you beat.
I mean, yeah, it's they're the pinnacle of what you want your franchise to be. They've been that for the last 8 years. You know, anytime you get a chance to play, you know, the best and you can come away with a victory, you're going to be feeling pretty good. You know, there's a lot to be happy about. But like I alluded to earlier this week, it's never as good, never as bad as you think. So got some stuff to clean up. Well, you know, we'll watch this one tomorrow and get rid of it.
Josh, you was over 75% throwing. I mean, only three incompletions. You got three incompletions to clean up. But could you talk about how he's able to get into a run today?
Yeah, I think Joe did a good job of scripting some stuff early on. Couple bad pocket movements by me, taking a couple sacks that I shouldn't have. So, yeah, there's some stuff to clean up. That the stat sheet might not say it, but yeah, some stuff's clean up.
Did you take a breath in those last 22 seconds?
Oh, absolutely not. No. Again, that's Mahomes. You know, everybody knows his greatness and what he's meant to this sport. I mean, you never know what's going to happen with the ball in his hands. But I'm proud of how our defense played there at the end.
Josh, when you guys play, it's always you and Pat is the conversation. But in this game, there were so many unlikely heroes that and players that stepped up. Who stands out to you as some of those guys?
I mean, I think offensively, again, our O-line did a great job. You know, we got a 100-yard rusher, you know, against the Chiefs, which does not happen too often at all. The way that James ran the ball tonight was awesome. I thought Elijah's catch there on second down, that flag route, was a really, really tough catch. He's been working his tail off, blocking in the run game, doing everything right in practice, and he had some opportunities. Had an opportunity tonight, and he made the most of it. So, very, very happy for him.
Josh, you're out here playing football. You never knew that you broke the record today for most touchdowns for a quarterback in NFL history. I know it's probably the first time you heard about that, unless my guy Kevin let you know. But what does that mean to you for you know, breaking such a record?
It means I'm doing my job. That's all it means.
You mentioned last week you were talking about happy feet or maybe too much energy. Is that similar when you're talking about the sacks?
I mean, one, just I could have easily stayed in the pocket and tried to progress through, and again, getting a little antsy there in the pocket. But that's again, going back to trusting my feet, trusting the 10 guys on the field, and just, you know, working through some progressions.
Yeah, I know that this is say you 28 points and you win the game, and you know, three incompletions as was mentioned. But did you feel even with all that there's some meat left on the bone? With
for sure, it's never, like I said, it's never as good, never as bad as you think. But we're going to be happy about winning football games in the NFL.
That's good balance out there today. What was it like to make sure that y'all was, you know, hitting all cylinders, especially on third down? How important was it?
Yeah, I mean, it talks to our guys, locking in, having a really good week of practice. That's where it starts. And, you know, we got to continue to carry this over into the next, you know, to next week.
Josh, talk about Dalton Kincaid's performance today. I mean, he's not out there a lot. He's a lot of snaps where he's not out there. But when he is out there, it looks like you are getting him involved. Talk about him a little bit.
Yeah, he's an absolute stud. You know, he continues to get better and better. And I feel like each week he's getting better and he's getting healthier, which is awesome. So it kind of shows you the type of player that he is and can be. He's going to continue to progress. And, you know, my relationship and my trust in him is only going to continue to grow.
Josh, do you know early in the game when it's kind of clicking, when you're on? And that, can you tell, like, halfway through the first quarter this is going to be one of those?
Yeah. You know, to be candid, it's, yeah, you feel it in your mechanics sometimes, or at least I do. I can't speak for every other quarterback, but early on in the game, you know when you're, I call it slotted, where the ball's coming out of your hand is as good as you really want it. I've been working really hard over the last couple of weeks trying to get back into that feeling, and felt like I had a good feeling early on in this game.
How did you guys find answers to their man coverage?
Again, guys doing their job, doing what they're supposed to do, making plays. I think Joe giving us answers, and yeah, it's great.
What are the advantages of being able to run under center and then build a passing game off of that, the run success?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's extremely hard for defenses to combat that, and, you know, you want to commit to one thing or another, but, you know, given the guys that we have, I think we have a really good opportunity to be really good at both. But, again, it starts with our O-line and James Cook.
I know
know you're doing a bunch of stuff on the sideline while the game is going on, but did you see any of the plays from Cole or Max that were pretty notable in this game?
I mean, I think obviously if you're talking about the one running down the sideline with Worthy on the go ball, yeah, that's why we got Max here, you know, to be able to run and make some plays for us. And I thought Cole played outstanding tonight. But our D-line had a tremendous game. I felt like just getting pressure on their quarterback.
There's a run-mix balance. You talk about being in a rhythm. And how did this game feel in that regard, of the mix of not only run-pass, but how the distribution of the ball?
Yeah, again, just trying to go out there and execute each and every given play call, trusting what Joe's calling. Again, if it's something underneath that's open, just take it early, especially early. But finding completions and just trying to stay in front of the sticks.
Does it feel like it's evolving? Or
yeah.
How can you put into words like where you are, just in how you view the offenses?
Well, we feel like this is more of who we are. You know, let James go and do what he does. Be able to run some play action, again, finding completions. And when we need to drop back, you know, especially on third down, we got the guys capable to go make plays for us.
Big win
last
here.
One for Josh.
Big win for Kansas City. But how do you guys build off of this year?
Yeah, just continue to carry it over in this week's practice. Learn from this tape and get ready for next week. Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Josh Allen, I don't know. I should ask you first. Was there anything interesting for you there? One word?
No,
same. I thought after the game, he's on the field with Tracy Wolfson with kind of a blank face, you know, blank stare. And eventually, I think you get three questions and you sort of ramp up. And her third question was, what about the importance of this win? And he just sort of stood there. He's like, 1-0. And of course, she found that hilarious because that's, you know, that's the part. But maybe that's a lot of us. What are you supposed to do? You're supposed to, like, I mean, is there a conga line on Abbott Road right now? Or is there just, like, sort of a muted acceptance, like, this is better than losing? I don't know.
I don't know what the hell you're talking about. I have two losses. The Colts have two losses. The one seed is in play.
Oh.
I don't know. I mean, I'm not in a conga line.
Let's go.
But I'm extremely happy they won this game. And the one seed is what we've been chasing all along, and they're a half game off it. So, I mean, mission accomplished today.
And you have no take on whether you think Allen is sort of enthusiastic about it either, or is this just a sort of normal for him?
I think it's pretty much normal. Yeah, I mean,
okay.
I don't know. Yeah, I mean, what's he going to do? Like, celebrate wildly that they beat the Chiefs in the regular season? He's going to come off like an idiot.
Or make it look at all like he enjoyed it or is happy about it? I mean, I'm not saying he should be in the conga line, but there isn't one. I'm pretty sure there isn't one. But I'm not out there. Okay, we'll probe further. 28-21 Bills over the Chiefs. We'll look at the AFC standings. Yes, the Colts lost. No, the Patriots didn't. No, the Broncos didn't. And that's interesting for Kansas City. I mean, what are they now? Behind by 2.5? And they go to Denver for their next game after a bye week. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here. Sean McDermott still to come. Let's take a break. This is the Buffalo Bills Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer. First 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
The Chiefs are showing blitz. Here's the snap, and it is a blitz. Allen back to pass. Looking down the right sideline for Kincaid. Complete! And he walks into the end zone for a 23-yard touchdown reception. Well, how's that for an opening act?
First score of the ball game, a 23-yard touchdown pass from Josh Allen to Dalton Kincaid. Our Eye on the Quarterback is brought to you by Great Lakes Building Systems. We keep an eye on your business so you don't have to. Great Lakes Building Systems, our business, is protecting your business. Allen on the day, 23 of 26 passing. Only 3 incompletions in this ballgame, 273 yards through the air. That touchdown, he was sacked 3 times. He ran it 6 times for 19 yards, including 2 sneaks for touchdowns on the day. While I'm here, we could just dovetail this right into the Skyworks stats of the game, if you'd like, partner.
I was hoping.
I could keep going. Just have the sponsorship ready for me, because that's on a different page. Cook on the day, 27 carries for 114 yards. He's held out of the end zone, though. Ty Johnson did get a rushing touchdown in this game, carrying it twice for only 8 yards, but that one score. Dalton Kincaid leads the way receiving-wise, 6 for 101 in that touchdown. Khalil Shakir, 7 for 43. Knox, only one reception, but it was a big one for 30 yards. Same goes for Elijah Moore, just the one catch, but a big, big reception for 28 yards. Mahomes on the day, 15 of 34, 250 yards, one interception. He was also sacked 3 times. Kareem Hunt, 11 carries for 49 yards. And Rashee Rice led the way receiving-wise for Kansas City, 4 receptions for 80 yards.
So, yeah, I want to say that it's clear that Kansas City on offense today was put off. Like, it was just not there the way they've looked recently against Washington and Vegas. Like, you know, say what mm-hmm. you want. But I can't be the only person in the room going like, yeah, well, they'll figure it out. I mean, they have Rice, they have Worthy, they have Kelsey, they have their team, except for Pacheco. They have their team, not their line. But are you supposed to feel like this is the new normal when it comes to defending the Chiefs? You've got, you know, you had even going into this game, you have absences on defense, you have issues.
Yeah.
I mean, Jordan Poyer is playing and Oliver isn't, and Michael Hoyt goes out. I just can't. It's just really hard for me to think that if they play, when they play the next time, if there is a next time this year, that it will look like this, but maybe, hopefully.
Yeah, I mean, I think Hoyt is a big loss combined with Oliver. Maybe Oliver's back by the time you see this team again, if you do see this team again. You know, there's, you know, no, I would expect to. You know, I think we talked it through during the week even, you know, late in the week, that, you know, however damaging this loss will be to one side or the other, the Chiefs are out of a playoff spot right now. They're officially in the hunt after this weekend's
How
action.
Quaint. How quaint.
Right. But I still would expect, you know, that to come together for them some way, somehow. By the way, all those numbers I read were the Skyworks stats of the game. Skyworks Equipment Rental, your construction equipment and tool rental source, building America from the ground up.
The Bills are not in the hunt because they're in the wild card mix.
That's right.
They're in the
right.
They're in a playoff spot. So you're not in the hunt if you're in the wild card slot.
That's right. You're not hunting.
Nice of Atlanta to miss that extra point.
You're eating. Yeah, that was great.
How about London? Did you watch him? Did you watch that game? You probably did.
I didn't see a second of that game.
Oh, never mind.
Let I saw the highlight you. Of the one. I saw like an amazing one-handed touchdown reception. I think.
That guy did a job today. Drake London for Atlanta. And they lost 24-23. But it really was. You and I have kind of been together on the Patriots. Like, it's sort of just a matter of, well, we'll see. But maybe a matter of time before they're just like not too good for the room. And this was that game, but they won anyway, 24-23. Atlanta has the ball down one. There's an intentional grounding call. They punt, and then they just, that's it. They don't get the ball back after that. So what is it, Bulldog? So Indianapolis, did you see that? They look terrible. Six turnovers.
Oh, yeah, they were a mess.
Terrible. Yes. Six turnovers, 7-2. New England, 7-2. Denver, 7-2. They, I know you like this, gut out a win in Houston.
Yes, it did.
7-2. Pittsburgh, well, I'm just doing division leaders so far.
Right.
Pittsburgh, 5-3. Yeah. Buffalo, 6-2. Jacksonville wins in overtime at Vegas. Vegas gets the touchdown, the third of the day for Brock Bowers in overtime, last seconds overtime. They go for two. They miss. Jacksonville wins by a point, 5-3. Chargers, I skipped them, 6-3, winning in Tennessee. Despite two defense special teams touchdowns against. So LA 6-3, Jacksonville 5-3, that's your top seven, and then Kansas City 5-4 on the bye now. I don't know.
That's it for teams that are above 500. The next couple of teams in the order there at 9-10 are Houston and Baltimore, and they're both 3-5.
Right. Bengals 3-6.
Yep.
Dead.
Probably. I mean, back-to-back weeks where they score like 38 points and lose.
To the Jets and Bears at home?
Tough one. Tough one there, Bengals.
Yeah, tough one, Bengals. We will have Sean McDermott coming up. His press conference presented by Northtown Kia, Western New York's number one Kia dealer. Shop at northtownkia.com. Let's probably hang out here, take some calls until McDermott is ready for us. Let's go to Tom next. Hi, Tom.
Hello there. I just got a couple, 3 points to make, but I'll make them very quick and be succinct. The first is, you know, McDermott's well-documented conservative streak. Early in his tenure here, you know, the other team would be scoring touchdowns, he'd be kicking field goals until the fury in the media and the public pushed them forward. Then, whenever they'd get into enemy territory, say at the 40, they got fourth down. He's punting. You remember that stuff. And his latest conservative streak was his reluctance to play these young players. And it's maddening because, you know, Tredavious, I love Tredavious. You know, he's a heroic guy, his comeback and all that. But he's like a traffic pylon out there. This guy has no speed. He can't cover these guys. So anyway, it's good to see a McDermott finally getting pushed in that direction. Secondly,
No idea. This is still one. No idea. I would never say that he was pushed there by outside influences.
Okay.
I mean, that seems like really arrogant to think that, like...
And was he supposed to play Maxwell Hairston with a torn knee ligament
before
he returned
to
himself last week?
I'm saying that these guys were sitting on the bench, you know, Franklin, for example, and some of these other guys where Tredavious was out there. It's the circumstances forced him in, or he finally started putting him in there, you know, and he's seeing the results.
Who's Franklin?
Franklin is the special teams guy.
I mean, the kid, the safety.
I don't know. You're all over the road.
All right, we're still on one. Two.
Okay, second one, I just want to commend the Bills for maintaining gap integrity on the rush, because in the past, you know, they go around the polar route and Mahomes would just go straight up the middle. So I thought they did a better job there. The third thing was just, you know, Brady, some of his run calls, like just over and over into the line when you're trying to run clock. I mean, he's going into the teeth of the defense. Maybe just bounce it outside once in a while. I mean, I don't know. Plus, you'd run a little bit more clock. And the only last thing I want to say is
four.
I think Key. Well, go ahead. I'm
this
sorry.
Is, no, this is four. This
oh,
is,
yeah, four. Well, last one.
We're keeping it succinct.
Huh? Well, right? Okay. I was just saying, I think Keon's getting unfairly bashed in some ways because he needs more receivers with separation where his talents can come to the fore. It's like Kelsey. If you put Kelsey on a team without a lot of speed receivers, I don't think he would have been the tight end that he was to find holes in the zone. So anyway, I don't know. I think Keon eventually is going to come to the fore. So anyway, that's the end of it. So I'll wait and see what you guys got to say.
I think we got to take a break.
It's always break, the ones who say they're going to keep it short.
Some alcohol. Or something.
Let's go to Rob next. Hi, Rob.
Hey, Mike. Hey, Bulldog.
Hey.
I just want to say that this was a very convincing game for me because I needed to be convinced because of the one thing that Josh Allen was stressing on last week, the footing and the trust in his receivers, which I felt that he did this game. So I was truly convinced, and I am very, very thoroughly happy and appreciate the play of Cole Bishop.
Yeah.
He did an outstanding job. And then the other thing that there was two key plays that really stood out to me was the 4th-and-3 stop. That was huge for us. And then when Hollywood Brown caught that ball down there and McDermott called that timeout and we only held them to 3 points, which was huge. That was impressive right there.
You know, he's calling these timeouts. I mean, that's been a sort of a running bit with the Bills.
It was a real day for that. He took that for a spin today.
It's like they're not prepared.
Yeah.
And the best I can do with the timeouts is like they're just, well, okay, well, you only had 12 men on the field, or they don't know where to line up. I mean, he always has a penchant for these defensive timeouts. I mean, they had 6 timeouts. They used 5 of them.
But today it was more defense from disorganization,
yes,
than it was, let me get a look at what they're doing.
Yes, I think so too. Convincing is an interesting word today. I mean, if you're convinced, I'm not saying you can't be or shouldn't be. If you're convinced of what? Like, it's all good now?
I'm convinced they're at least as good as they've been.
Like, ever.
I don't know that
ever?
I don't know that they're any different.
Ever. Like,
if we're looking for some sort of sign that they're different somehow, I think the thing that most could have made them different year over year probably tore his Achilles in the second half of this game. I really think Hoyt's impact cannot be understated on that defense and that pass rush. And losing him on the heels of losing Oliver, I don't know. Like, I may be ready to reprioritize my trade deadline targets because they may need help on the defensive line and really in the middle. Hoyt was really filling in for Oliver on passing downs, you know, playing inside and had a lot of juice in there. And I don't know how they're going to replace that. But I don't think there's much. I'm convinced they're as good as they've been, and that's good. Like that's a good place to be, because they've been within a whisker of going to the Super Bowl for most of these years. So to me, that whole plan, like the whole year, is still basically on track. The one seed is gettable. They're going to have to withstand injuries, but everybody is probably going to have some of that. Although the luck the Bills are having seems really star-crossed at this point.
Yeah, it might be. It's still only November 2nd, and this could go the other way. We don't want it to happen in week 16 as opposed to week 9, but it might be the most trauma they've endured injury-wise the whole time. I mean, really, Oliver's big. Rapp is maybe out for the year. I mean, say what you want.
I think the way he was playing, honestly, not to be really crass,
okay,
I think they could get better there.
Maybe, but a starter.
Yeah, sure.
Maybe Hairston gets there, right?
Yeah, that was
big
nice
play
too.
Today.
Yeah, yeah. Second game for him, he gets the pick. He ran with Worthy on a deep shot, like stride for stride.
He's fast.
That was really nice. You saw Hancock here and there too. But Bishop, the caller, I think, led off with Bishop, and Bishop was, was tremendous.
That's good. Joe Biscaglia reports, former colleague of ours, Michael Hoyt, walking boot, crutches, a cart to drive him from the tunnel.
Yeah.
So they have that. But was it ever going to be about their defensive personnel? Like, has it ever been about their defensive personnel? To a point, yes. I don't know. Like, the fact that they threw the ball today is my favorite thing. Like, I think Kansas City is toying with them, really, in these games. But they did get Kincaid going, and Shakir did this or that, and they got a good game from Cook. Allen got it. It's sort of a normal, typical Bills regular season game against the Chiefs. And, you know, okay, good. I mean, it's better than losing. Still waiting on Sean McDermott. Let's go to Chris next. Hi, Chris.
Hey, guys. Good to hear you guys again. First game back, actually, after I tore my Achilles back off the IR today. So seeing Hoyt go down today with an Achilles is extra sad to me. Tom, first caller, tough to listen to, but love the fire you guys brought. You know, I'm a veteran guy, so I'm going to let you guys run with this. How about that weather today? What do you guys think? I'll hang up and listen.
I thought it was beautiful out. I'm not sure you're really asking. Adam is next. Hi, Adam.
Hi, how are you?
Great.
I'm just going to say game balls today. I mean, obviously with Ed Oliver out, Bosa stepped up. And with Hoyt going down, Bosa stepped up again. And then Cole Bishop, obviously, game ball. And I thought Josh Allen did what he had to do. He took what he needed on the field. He didn't pressure things or throw the ball all over the place.
Yeah.
And then the only thing I didn't like was the 4th-and-17 call on defense. I mean, it was terrible. But
what did they call?
I thought they should have blitzed. I mean, 4th-and-17, they just let the guy go down. That's what I did. But you guys are great. Love you guys on every day, and that's what I said.
All right. Thank you. Allen was, he threw 3 incompletions, and he threw it 26 times. He had a very, very good day today. I know he's talking after the game about, you know, situations that maybe he bailed early and cost them on a sack or two, but holy cow, you go 23 for 26 for 270. You had yourself a day.
It's the first time in a long time that he's hit numbers.
Yeah, and that was largely the tight ends were 150 of that. I mean, it was 18 yards to Hawes. There was like a 30 yarder to Knox and 100 and some to Kincaid. Like that was the bulk of their passing offense.
I don't know. The 4th-and-17. Do you have a take? Like, I don't know what they did or didn't do
it
there.
It just looked a little. Just looked so easy to get it. I don't. It was frustrating, especially because that's one of those timeouts that, you know, I don't know what would have happened on the play that got halfway run before the officials finally got the attention of everyone that the timeout had been called. But that was, you know, it's awfully tough to get 4th-and-17. Like, that's the ball game right there. And, you know, they got it. So it was tough, but I don't know. It just looks too easy sometimes.
It is a Chiefs team that everybody, quote, everybody was back to. Like, just, okay, this is the Chiefs now. And they've had 2 pretty easy or really easy home wins in a row. They come here and do what they always do. Lose.
Lose in the regular season.
Lose in the regular season. Like, what a shock. Anthony's next. Hi, Anthony.
Hey, how's it going, Sean?
I'm fine. Let's go. People are listening.
So my gripe tonight is how do we excuse McDermott having just 4 of his 5 or 6 timeouts tonight just be completely inexcusable, just used in absolutely horrible times, right? He used 1 on a 4th-and-17, and then they come out, they get the 4th-and-17, which is just insane. He uses 1 on a field goal, and he uses 1 at the end of the game when we knew what we were going to do. We knew we were going to run the ball anyways.
Well, I don't know when he was supposed to use them instead, but it's I guess it's sort of a story for people that are like completely submerged in Bills content is what they did with their timeouts today. I mean,
they were confused a number of those times when he called those on defense. The one on the field goal is the biggest head scratcher to me. What are we doing calling a timeout while my opponent is lining up for a field goal? I don't know. Maybe they were worried about a fake. Maybe there was something they saw on film that tipped them that I don't know. Maybe he'll be asked about it. That to me is the really weird one is why? Do I need to burn a timeout? Yep. You're lining up for a field goal. Like, just let him kick it.
Let him kick it is there's no better phrase for anything ever in football than let him kick it. Please always let them kick it. It's never bad when they're kicking, especially against teams that are good. Let's go to Joe next. Hi, Joe.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Okay, Joe. Thanks.
Yeah, I'm sitting in lot six waiting to get out of the game here. Just a couple things in the game. The first drive, we score 7 points. We stop them on the defense. We get the ball back. We've got total momentum. We go for it on 4th and 2, I believe, around the 50. Why was this a passing down? Why wasn't it strictly handed to James for a simple 2 yards, which he probably would have got, which gave Kansas City the ball back at around the 50, and they tied the game up?
Well, this is always the dilemma in decades of this point is, do you do the obvious thing or do you not? Because when you do the obvious thing, like maybe happened in the AFC Championship last year, and it doesn't work, then you're an idiot. And when you do the other thing, then you're an idiot too if it doesn't work. So this is always how it goes. Sean McDermott.
Gosh. What would have happened if you lost?
Well, I would have got my flu shot.
Hey, Sean, can you call Michael closer as well? Thank you.
Yeah. I just got my flu shot. Is that better? Did you not pick that up the first time? No, hey, great win. Again, a great environment. Crowd was just awesome. That's a long game right there, and back and forth. Some really high highs and some things we want back. So we can learn from those, but they stayed right in there with us. Great team win. A lot of guys stepped up, maybe that haven't been playing as much due to the injuries, and they did a great job. Just the back and forth, the journey of a game, kind of like the journey of a season. And I think we learned a little bit about ourselves today. We're not where we need to be, but I saw the team come together when it got tough. I mean, the momentum changed a couple different parts of the game, which is going to happen, and they stood tall. So staff, great job by them, both offense, defense, and special teams, putting together a good plan. Josh Allen was phenomenal. That doesn't happen alone. The O-line, receivers, they all did a great job. The blocking in the run game and what James Cook was able to do, that line of scrimmage, as we talked before, was huge. On the other side of the ball, defensively, the D-line led us right there. And then we were able to do some things with our rushing covers working together, which was good to see, and affect the quarterback a little bit there. Good to see Max get the interception. You got to think about it, it's only his second game in the NFL, and this is a pretty big introduction to the NFL here, this type of game. So really proud of him, and just overall a good win for us. Michael Hoyt, I know he got injured, but he brought some things to our team, and it was good to have him out there. So I don't know, maybe I left somebody out here, but overall good win.
When it comes to Josh and everything that he's done, sometimes the stats get a little overwhelming because he's got so many big ones. But at least for me, sometimes there's a name that pops up and it makes you think. He passed Earl Campbell today for career rushing touchdown.
Yeah, that's amazing, isn't it?
From a historical standpoint, or you've been asked about him so many times. Is there anything that changes in terms of the superlatives you can talk about this guy?
I mean, just he's an incredible player, incredible human being, and to be able to, someone was asking me the other day about his impact on our community. Everybody sees the talent. Everybody sees, hurtling defenders, scrambling around, making great throws, and I think that is awesome. What's just as important, if not more important to a community, in my estimation, is who he is as a person and the impact he's made on this community. And you don't find that everywhere, right? He's a phenomenal player, and he's got high character, and that comes from his family, of course, and God. It's a real, to me, moment in Buffalo to watch him, and for the kids, the young people in this community, to watch him, how he handles himself, certainly how he plays, and you see these kids with his jersey on, and rightfully so. And I stand by him because he's that person, right? He's certainly a great player. Easy to stand by a great player, but you stand by a person who is both, and he deserves all the accolades that he gets.
John, do you have any clarification on Michael Hoyt's prognosis, and just assuming he's not going to be playing in the short term?
Yeah, so he tore his Achilles. He'll be out. He tore his Achilles. Yeah, so he'll be out, unfortunately.
Given what he gave you in Carolina and what he gave you through three quarters tonight, how big a loss is that?
It's a big loss. You know, I thought he gave us a certain level of toughness, smarts, knowing how to play the game. And, you know, we got to find somebody else that's going to step up. And that's, we've been kind of one of those years we've been, you know, tasked with doing that. And tonight you saw it again. So you can never replace one player. That said, it's about the team. And so it's, we got to continue to figure out how we can manufacture wins at this point and just who's next up. And that's why we continue to tell the guys who may not be playing yet, make sure you're ready, because the team moves through the year, right? With games being played, and these players that aren't playing have to keep up, and so they're ready to go. So we'll see where that leads us this week.
Sean, you talk a lot about the standard for your defense. The first half in Atlanta wasn't up to what you normally do. What's changed since then?
Just the attitude, I believe. Attitude. That's a key step in everything, right? Is attitude and understanding how we want things done, and you know, that takes time.
Sean, attitude on the field or attitude in? It sounds like you're saying in preparation, or what do you mean by that?
I think attitude on the field. Not that it was bad. It's just at another level right now, and you got to be nasty if you want to play good defense. If you're not tough as a defense, what do you got, right? If you want to play finesse defense, that doesn't work. So. I'm really proud of the staff defensively, led by Bobby, and then the way that the guys have embraced that attitude and that nastiness.
Are you playing a larger role, Coach? You seem to be more active.
About the same, yeah, about the same.
Sean, where have you seen growth from Cole Bishop? He finished tonight with, I think, like four passes defended, seven total tackles. Yeah. Like, he was all over the place.
Yeah, you saw tonight. I felt Cole out there. I mean, you could – making big plays, you could sense his speed, and then he was popping some people out there, and that's again a journey of a young player who is taking steps in the right direction. So it's because of his preparation more than anything, and I think more than, you know, when you get more and more experience, like anything in life, you start to a little bit more understand what it's going to take, what the job description is, and so he's going to continue to grow for us here.
Sean, Josh said early on that there are certain games where he knows he's feeling it. Dawson Knox said, "Oh, I can tell." Is there something that you sense from Josh early in a game when you know that you're going to be able to ride that?
Yeah. Part of my job is to read our offense and as it relates to going for it or fourth down or not. And right away, you could tell, again, talk about attitude and mindset. You know, the way we were running the football in that first series, James Cook, the O-line, you could just see we were our pads were in this direction. You know, it was a forward lean on our offensive line and a forward lean on our offense, Josh included. And when he's rolling like that, I know he's vibing, and we go. It gives us more of a chance to be aggressive on fourth downs. He's an elite competitor.
You talk so often about
as much as you've played Mahomes and as great of a player as he is, was there anything different in your approach this week in facing him, or what was the key objective to get the result that you had today?
Well, if I knew, I would have done it X amount of games ago, honestly. No, we're just, Andy, Matt Nagy, their coaching staff's bags. Dave Tobe on the special teams, and it's a great team, and they're very well coached. It's not happened by accident that they've been to where they've been to and won the games that they've won. So You know, all you try and do is put a lot of time into it, and you know, the results sometimes are variable. So you know, I thought overall, on the whole, we played a good, solid football game tonight, and I think that's the most. You know, wins are great, but our level of play tonight was at a level that I was happy with.
Sean, as I mentioned, Harris been at the start. He's out there running stride for stride with Worthy, and then, you know, he was smiling pretty wide when he was in here talking about his first career interception is off Mahomes. I mean, what a moment for him. What, if you had a chance to talk with him, what'd you say to him?
I just passed him actually on the way in here. So, yeah, he was on his way out smiling ear to ear. He's got a bright smile, right? It's he brings a lot of energy. And if you just go back to, you know, his journey when he was hurt, a couple down days maybe, rightfully so, but his character also shone through in terms of getting himself mentally where he needed to be, doing what he could, even though he couldn't do a lot, and then just staying positive. Positive energy goes a long way, and I thought the training staff did a great job of bringing him along the right way and getting him back, and then his work with, you know, behind the scenes with our DB coaches and some of the veteran players as well that have helped him. Well, that's huge.
I know the Chiefs didn't have much time after that field goal at the upright, but what did you see from your defense, you know, to finish off that game?
Yeah, I mean, we kind of knew where the situation would bring us if we ran the ball and tried to kick the field goal there. So they were talking about it, you know, on the headset the whole time. I was really on with the offense. So, you know, they were preparing the whole time, and then it paid off. You know, situationally, it paid off. We have certain calls for certain situations, and I thought, you know, the call at the end there and the way that they were able to pull Patrick up there was, you know, affected the ability to throw it deeper. So,
Sean, understanding this was only Cole's 12th NFL start, you know, there's been some criticism about the slow development, if you will, at times. Have you seen what we saw tonight from him in practice, maybe even leading up to this performance?
Yeah, there's flashes. You know, when you, again, for most young players, you know, games are one thing, but practices are another. It's so valuable for them to practice because that's where they get their reps, that's where they make their mistakes. You know, even it's awesome, you know, a couple of, you know, Max, I'll single out Max. We ran a play the other day at practice a couple times because he hadn't seen it yet in terms of the defense we were in. And so it was just, hey, we got to see it again. He needs to see it again, and then we teach, we slow it down, and no different for Cole. It's and you name the name, young player. That's what you got to do, and again, that's where the veterans come in, and then these guys having the right mindset to learn and to grow.
You often preach about affecting the quarterback. Just how did you see that play out
awesome
tonight in critical moments?
You got to do it. You got to do it. I mean, you know, Patrick is a once in a lifetime player, and so difficult to beat. And when he stands back there and he's not affected, it's for that type of quarterback, it's almost like 7-on-7. So the rushing coverage did a really good job tonight, and it started by winning early down so we could get him in some of those third and longs.
I think in that the 4th-and-17 conversion, they had a certain protection where they pulled the guard that circled back as Mahomes was like getting out of the pocket. Have you ever seen a team do something like that where they pull a guard back out of the formation?
Yeah, sometimes, you know, you see some of that. It's, you know, it was a huge play, you know, right there. So give them credit. They executed, and we got to find a better answer there. But that was a huge momentum change in the game, I felt like. But I applaud our team, stood tall again, and that's what you got to do. You got to have that type of mentality, that type of attitude.
I'm not sure if Patrick had any rushing yards. It seemed like you guys did a good job of kind of knowing where he was at all times and keeping him contained. How important was that in your defensive game plan?
Yeah, huge. He does a really good job of, it seems like this year coming into the game, at least he was running more than ever, or maybe like the playoffs, you know, on the playoff runs they've been on. So, you know, we were aware of it and try to do our best to manage it. I don't think you're ever going to stop it, but I thought we were in some situations where we could do our best to manage it, and the guys executed. So that's some of where the rush and covers were working together.
Sean, was Terrence Johnson injury like long-term, day-to-day? Did he have a chance to play in this game?
No chance to play in the game. I'm not really sure on the length of the injury at this point. So I know we're just taking it one week at a time right now.
Sean, was there any consideration of punting there at the end, or was there was it always field goal just based on where you were?
Field goal, or I was going to go for it. We were going to go for it. So when you get it against a team like this, you got to find a way to try and put them away. You know, they're so good. They can score so fast. We saw the drive before half. And then 4th and 17, I mean, that's a, you know, I think I was with Andy years ago. If we had like 4th and 20-something, 28, what was it? 26 in a playoff game against Green Bay, right? Freddie Mitchell.
Speaking of right before the half, after they make that big completion, you call a timeout. Was that pretty automatic at that point, or did it have something to do with personnel and just how you manage the possibility of what happened? You kept them out of the end zone.
Yeah, that was a huge series, if you will, or sequence down there tight. I mean, I think it was three plays down there, and that first play, the run defense stood up, because I think that made them burn the timeout. And then we went two pass plays in a row consecutively there, and we kind of had a feel, you know, with the situation not having timeouts, I got to go to the end zone twice there. So we stood up. Those guys did a great job, executed. Defensive staff had a great plan there.
Just to clarify on Michael Hoyt, when the cart came out and then left for him, was that his choice to call it off and save
about
the team?
Right. He wanted to see the game. You know, that's just awesome. I feel terrible for him.
Sean, every last few years, you've seen the Chiefs again. What do you do? Do you just put this aside now is what you got to do, but in your mind, you know this could be the first of two again with them?
We got to move forward. I understand what you're saying, but we got to move forward. It's time to turn the page after tonight, wake up tomorrow morning, turn the page, and get on to the Dolphins here.
Thank you, guys.
God bless.
Sean McDermott went pretty long. Didn't answer the question about why the timeout was called before that goal-to-go series. Series is fine. That's actually correct. And earlier, you got a question about splitting things up with Babich. Is like, it's the same. The same as what? They have the same role as each other, or just what? I think he took a couple of openings to compliment the defensive staff, but no one can really find out from him directly. Like, are you calling plays? I mean, you beat Kansas City, so is that a rude question tonight? I feel like that's a good question tonight. Sean McDermott and the Bills over the Chiefs, 28-21. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here. More post-game discussion next. This is Buffalo Bills football.
Play clock down to one. Here's the snap. Pressure coming. Mahomes heaves it down the field, looking for Worthy. It's picked off by Maxwell Hairston at the Buffalo 32-yard line.
That is our New Era signature play of the game, brought to you by New Era Cap, the official cap of Josh Allen and the NFL. That's Maxwell Hairston's first NFL interception, and didn't exactly put the Bills in a position to where they could have iced the game. They didn't exactly ice it. They drove to a field goal and missed when it hit the upright and had to survive a couple of long heaves as time expired. But it was a big turnover there to take the ball away from the Chiefs and just give the Bills a chance to run, I don't know, about 4 minutes off the clock, almost 3 minutes.
What's Kansas City's takeaway from this game? Did they learn anything?
No, I don't think so.
I don't either.
No, I think their takeaway is, let's get them in January like we always do, is probably their takeaway. And they're justified to feel that way. That's what has happened.
Yeah, maybe that's being arrogant, or maybe that's right on point.
Yeah.
But they do have a bye now and then go to Denver. And I don't know, will they be underdogs in Denver? This is why I didn't appreciate the Bet Sweats guys considering it cute that the Chiefs have to make the playoffs. I mean, I got plus 750 that they don't. It's not that they're not good. They just have four. Now they have four losses.
Yeah.
And they'll maybe have a couple more, and who knows? Perhaps there are too many bad teams in the AFC to make it matter. Is Pittsburgh one? Like, would you be shocked? Not shocked. You're never going to say yes to that. But how surprised would you be if Baltimore and Pittsburgh both got there? Like, I don't know. Kansas City could go 10-7. They play Denver, they play Indianapolis after that. Maybe the bloom is off that rose.
I think I would expect if Baltimore catches and passes Pittsburgh, I might expect that Pittsburgh won't make it.
Cincinnati.
I don't think they're better. I don't think they're as good as the. In my view, they're not as good as the Broncos, and I'm not even sure I would say they're as good as the Chargers.
Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
Yeah, what's LA, 6-3?
They'd be the team out. I think if they get caught, I think they'd be – plus, I mean, who knows? 9-8, you've said it a few times. Maybe 9-8, Baltimore wins that division, and a team that loses the division to a team that's 9-8 is not making the playoffs.
Right, they play twice, both late. The Ravens have yet to play the Steelers or the Bengals this year. Let's go to Justin here. Hi, Justin.
Hi, guys. Just kind of my takeaway from tonight's game is it looked like Trey White and Jordan Poyer were really slow compared to obviously anything we would hope they would be. And I think it's kind of time to take the leash off Jordan Hancock and Max Harrison and just let the youth learn, let their athleticism make up for their lack of knowledge and save us some of these bigger plays. Because I think on that second half or the first half touchdown series at the end of the second quarter, that was Trey White getting burned by Rice, and Poyer didn't look his best either. So I just think it's time for us to push that youth up and through.
Well, it to me, it's I hope we do end up there. I think the way that it's been handled so far, I mean, Harrison has just come back, and again, I don't have snap counts in front of me, so I'm not positive he was alternating or what, but I think eventually there is a moment this season where Harrison just takes over that job full time. Hancock, that's been mostly trying to mix in, you know, run versus pass looks. But I'm inclined to agree. I'm terrified of Jordan Poyer on the field. But it did not really bite him today. I mean, KC made some plays, and there were, you know, the 4th-and-17 and whatnot. But, man, overall, the Bills' D today, I mean, they did a great job. The Chiefs were three for 13 on third downs. Mahomes completed only 44% of his passes. They sacked him three times. They took it away. Gave up two touchdowns on 10 possessions. I mean, that's a great day for that defense.
I can sort of buy that this is all right on time. Like, they didn't have Harrison until last week, and Hancock is a rookie, and they're getting through it. 6-2, I believe, is the record. Mm-hmm. So I don't like I wouldn't want to sound like the caller on this, like that. Oh, this has to stop. I think, you know, we talk about, well, for one team, Kansas City's rookies, like, oh, well, they sort of it evolved in a workable way. Right.
That's receivers. I think that's what's happening right now.
I feel like I'm OK. I'm live with those guys. So I'm not worried about how this is going to go, because I think they probably also think they want their youth on the field. But we'll see. Thanks, Justin. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here, 28-21 Bills. This is Buffalo Bills football.
Fakes the handoff, back to pass, fires down the right sideline, and it's complete to Knox, who's out of bounds. It's going to be first and goal, Buffalo, down to the 3-yard line. It's a 30-yard pass play.
Bills over the Chiefs, 28-21. Welcome back. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here. Post-game coverage, as ever. We'll get to the locker room in time. It'll be brought to you by Reimer Home Services. Homes rely on the Rhino. Getting connected with the fans, powered by Verizon, the official 5G partner of the Buffalo Bills. 6-2 now. New England survives Atlanta. Congrats on that. 24-23. So Patriots 7-2, Bills 6-2. Next week, New England at Tampa, Buffalo at Miami. Oh, they could ride together. They're both going the same way. They could ride together.
To
Sunday at 1.
We should share travel arrangements.
Time
more
is
economical.
Yeah, make it make sense. Time is tight for us. We'll get right to your calls here. 716-803-0550. Let's go to Joe next. Hi, Joe.
Gentlemen, we're on the eve of Victory Monday. I just hope I have a message just to the rest of the fans. There's a lot of grumpiness in the air to the fans that are going to be calling in after me. What did you think was going to happen? This isn't the New York Jets. We won the game. The goal was to win the game. It was never going to be like that Patriots playoff game where we just gaslight the team and beat them in an incredible fashion. It's never going to be that way against the Chiefs as long as Mahomes and Allen are competing against each other. Take the win, be happy, celebrate. I really don't have any feedback or questions for either of you. Just enjoy the win while we can, gentlemen. It's very hard to do in this league, and we just did it against what is the Super Bowl favorites.
What should a celebration look like or be?
I wish I could answer. I'm right into the Eagle Heights dead zone right now, so who knows?
You can't answer. You prepared the take. Like, just celebrate. Well, how? What should a regular season win over Kansas City feel like or look like?
It looks like being happy and not nitpicking what Sean did or didn't do or what Bobby didn't do or what the offense didn't do. Like, for a moment, enjoy the win against one of the best teams that's ever been assembled in our lifetime, second to the Patriots.
All right, so if I have a noisemaker, I'll blow it, I guess. I won't run naked in the streets.
I want to stick up for – I'm very happy sitting here. I'm smiling. I don't have a drink because we're working. I mean, I have a drink. It's water.
I have coffee.
But I'm very happy. But there's only so much I could do today. And I think that is a the fan base has been. We've talked about this a lot. I joke around. We're not going to make it to January. I mean, there's a reason I say that. Like, we are nothing that they can prove is going to make the majority of us, many of us, very few of us, I think, can see them do almost anything in these regular season games and go, I feel 100% great. Because it just they're this good. They've been this good year over year over year and just have not been able to get through this team that they just beat again today for a fifth time in a row in the regular season. They just can't get through them in January. And I don't get an answer to that test until January again, if I get the test at all. Maybe it'll be some other team in the way. I don't know. So that, I think, is it. I mean, there's no mystery to why maybe whatever the caller is sensing or, you know, we haven't taken a ton of calls here. So I don't know. But, you know, nitpicking and fans are mad. I don't know.
It's been like three people.
Right. I think there is only so much that the Bills could prove today that you're going to really carry with you. So that's it. The ledger cannot be filled out yet, and that is going to drive us crazy for another few months until we get to that moment.
Yeah, I mean, I'll own my share of this. I feel like maybe the person the caller is talking about. I'm not in any particular mood to celebrate because I think to celebrate, I'd feel like a chump. I mean, how many years have I celebrated the last four regular season wins against Kansas City? Maybe, but I don't want to be a loser. Like, I don't want to be somebody that's like, oh, look at me. We won. I mean, just that feels lame. But I don't think there's anything bad about it. I mean, it can be both. It is both for me.
Right.
It's not like it isn't a loss. It isn't that we have this list of issues that are new. And had they lost badly today, we would have that. So I don't know. To me, it's kind of obvious. They won, which is good. But I don't want anybody to see me celebrating it. Because then what am I actually celebrating? Advancing in the wild card race? Beating Kansas City literally for the fifth year in a row in the regular season, like, who would respect that? I mean, I'm not upset at the Bills, of course. Like, does that have to be said? But how can you celebrate a win against this team in November? Don't we know? Give me to January. And, you know, we'll see what happens then. I'm not pessimistic about that in any sort of pronounced way. But this is what it is. And this is what the Bills have kind of built. It's not their fault, except for the fact that they lose to this team every time when it matters. Wow, that sounded really harsh. I didn't really mean it to be that harsh. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here. More post-game next. This is the Buffalo Bills Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Mahomes in the shotgun. Crowd in a frenzy. Late motion from Burchard out of the backfield, fires, it's incomplete! The quick slant to Rice is broken up by Bishop, and it's a turnover on downs for Buffalo.
Bills over the Chiefs today, again. 28-21, the final, Buffalo 6-2, a half game still behind New England in the AFC East. Next Sunday, Buffalo at Miami, New England at Tampa. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog here. Thanks for listening. To your calls again in a moment. Sunday Night Football, Seattle at Washington. Seattle has a 7-0 lead on a Torrey Horton touchdown catch. Bulldog was big on him this week. Just picked him up in fantasy.
And Washington looks down bad at receiver. I just saw a list of who they've got available to them. I don't know if what has happened in this game already.
I think they might have lost Luke McCaffrey.
Right. Opening kickoff, he got hurt. Yeah.
I'm not sure he's out, but
they look like they are. I think he hasn't returned since then. I don't know if they've declared him out officially, but they look down bad at receiver.
So is Seattle, for what it's worth. No Cooper Kupp. They called up two guys from the practice squad this weekend for this game, but Horton kind of slides in as their number two, and they have a couple of tight ends who are interesting. Washington using the tight ends here pretty heavily so far. I think Seattle's the much better team, but they look great, Bulldog. They look great. Don't you think?
I think this game is almost unwatchable.
Unwatchable? Not even for the clothes?
I don't care about the clothes, Mike.
Yes, you do. I know you do. You're just...
I'm not in the mood.
You're not in the mood. I love the Seahawk throwbacks. Get a couple more calls in before we wrap. Let's go to Joe here. Hi, Joe.
Hello?
Yes.
Hi, Joe. You're on the air. Go ahead, please.
Come on.
Sorry. I'm sorry. So I thought two things I just want to touch on is like Max Harrison just gave life to this defense. Like, he just tracks, you know, Worthy up and down the field. And you can tell with, like, the youthful and speed that he had. Bosa played out of his mind. Defensive line played great up until the 4th and 17. And, of course, why on 4th and 17, why wouldn't the defense give up 29 yards? Like, I just – it's kind of a – I don't know. How many times do we have to see this? with Justin Jefferson, the Hail Mary, this, like, you know, it's just never easy. Matt Prater, one of the most accurate kickers of all time. He's made the most 50-yard field goals of all time, and he fucking doinks one. Excuse me. And he doinks one. Like, you know, like, it just could just never be easy. Can we just ever just get a decisive win?
I mean, Joe, they have won so many games by double digits. You're talking about three plays in, I think, 6 years.
Well, I understand that. We've also had the benefit of playing in a terrible division. And now, I don't know. It's just never easy.
You think there's a trend? You think there's a trend that started with the game in Arizona 5 years ago?
I just. It's just in clutch moments. Like, why are we always just, you know, holding our breaths here? Like, why that should have – not that Kansas City is a great team, obviously, but, like, they played great today. But we should have won that game. And it comes down to Matt Prater.
They won the game.
They did win the game.
This sums up my entire professional career right now. This call is like the apex of hosting this show or co-hosting this show for the many years that we have been doing it. They should have won this game. I mic drop.
They did.
I'm done. We got locker room sound. What is happening? Like, I am not, just so we're clear, I'm yelling now because I don't know what to do sometimes with this. Like, why are you guys sound so negative? I'm not negative. I'm happy. I think there's only so much the Bills could prove. I said that. I'm sorry if that's too negative. I'm thrilled. They're a half game out of the one seed. That's all I wanted. So, you know, good. Job well done. Should have won this game. That just reveals so much about the mindset of this fan base, I think, or at least that caller. I shouldn't generalize the fan base that way, but like that.
It's not most people.
The person that feels that way slips up and says they should have won this game. It's just incredible sometimes.
How could there possibly be a thread that goes back five seasons and includes three games, two of which they lost, one of which they won? I don't know what to say either. I'm with you. Let's break and get to the locker room next. Getting connected with the fans, powered by Verizon, the official 5G partner of the Buffalo Bills. This is the Buffalo Bills Radio Network. Welcome back. The Bills beat the Chiefs 28-21. Mike Schoeb and the Bulldog here. Let's get to the locker room. Locker Room Sound is brought to you by Reimer Home Services. Homes rely on the Rhino. Great night for Joey Bosa.
This is why they brought you here, right?
Yeah.
Get after the quarterback and beat the Chiefs.
Man, it feels good. Just proud of everybody. The way we rushed, kept them in the pocket, affected them. Just couldn't be happier right now. It's always a close one against those guys. They battled to the end. I was furious we let him convert that fourth down, but came through at the end.
We saw you pretty like fired up walking off the field after the win. Just what were your emotions sort of coming back into the tunnel, sort of processing that game?
Just happy. It's fun to win. It's fun to play well, and just feel reinvigorated here. So happy to be here. Proud of everybody. Like I said, there's just really not much to say, but. You know, it's a long season. We got a lot of work left to do, and we just have to move on.
You saw what you guys were doing in the Falcons game. That wasn't up to your standard. You guys were open about it. What has changed these past 2 weeks, in particular tonight against a team like Kansas City?
I mean, it's hard to win in this league. You're not going to have your best game every week. And I think, you know, losing sucks, but sometimes it's good for you. You learn from adversity. You learn a lot from losing, and it's a long season. We had a week off, and we just kind of locked in and came back to work and put the work in. And, you know, here we are, two wins in a row, and we just got to keep it going.
You've already won some games in the stadium, but what was it like at the end of this game with that crowd helping you guys out on defense?
Yeah, it was unbelievable. Stressful. My heart is probably 100 years old. But, I don't have much to say. It's just I'm super happy. Got to go get in the cold tub. My body's feeling like freaking an old man, which I am, but just super happy. I got nothing.
Joey Bosa and the Bills defense gave Patrick Mahomes a hard time tonight. up front on offense, good enough. Osiris Torrance here next.
Get yourself mentally ready to go up against that team. Just tell yourself,
I mean, it's a division rivalry. Like, we just know every team plays hard. Especially after a win like that, we just know they're going to play us hard. So I feel like everybody on the team are going to be, like, in that mind frame of, yeah, we just won, but we know how to golf like the playoffs. It's a divisional rival. Like, they're going to want to come out there and put an L on our record and make their season. Like, it's their Super Bowl. So we just got to go into knowing that and be ready to go.
Does it seem like all the teams that you're playing, seem like everybody wants to give you their best shot?
It kind of does feel like that. I mean, we welcome the challenge, but I feel like every team kind of does come after us. We got an X on our back, which is, I mean, we welcome it.
Osiris, on the read option, a big third down run, correct me if I'm wrong, look, came right at your way. You're one-on-one with Chris Jones. Just tell me about kind of that sequence, that play, and when you're matched up with Chris, how important it is to what you need to do.
I knew the player was and Josh looking to the right first. So I'm out. I'm going to set it like a pass. I'm going to set flat, get my hands on it early as I can to make him do something with it. And usually he swat hands outside, and that's what he did. He swat my right hand. I threw my left hand. I kind of just made the hole wider, and they gave Josh the perfect crease to go up there and get the first down.
400 yards total, 260 passing, 140 rushing. How important is that for you guys to have that balance and that two-dimensional offense that Sean talks about?
It's very important. It's the main thing he talks about, being two-dimensional, being able to run the ball, throw the ball. And if we can do that, can't nobody stop us. If we can line up and they load the box, we can throw it. We line up, they light box, we can run. I feel like we're just the best team in the league. And we kind of showed this tonight. When situations we had to throw, we threw it. Situations we ran it. And I feel like that's how we got the win.
Osiris Torrance and the Bills, they go to 6-2 with their win over the Chiefs. Thanks for listening to our post-game coverage. Mike Shope and the Bulldog here. See you, well, on WGR, our flagship station, tomorrow afternoon at 3 Eastern. Otherwise, next Sunday after the Bills game in Miami, 1 o'clock next week. Again, thanks for listening. Have a great night. This is Buffalo Bills football.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.